It's going to be wild, wild, wild tomorrow night down in Wahpeton. It is the annual Wild Games for the benefit of the Chehinkama Zoo. And joining us right now is the director, Kathy Dickman. Kathy, how you doing, kiddo?
I'm doing great. We're very excited. You know, 11th annual now, Bob. 11th annual game shows. We play the game shows. Well, your favorite game shows, everybody has their favorite that they sit at home and watch on TV and they say, I could do that. Well, now's their chance.
Yeah. See, you folks really want to do it when Scott's being the MC, by the way. Scott Sorbuff is going to be down there tomorrow night to help out. How many games is it now? Four? Five?
We have five games total, but the Bid Is Right is basically our silent auction. The others are on stage, belly laughs, a lot of humor. We've done, the Friendly Feud, the Jeff Hardy, the In It to Win It, and of course everybody's favorite with Scott Storm, the couples game, which is the equivalent of the newlywed game. But any couple can get up there, and if they dare... And I gotta say, this event is so unique because especially when you're doing a game like that one, there's no wrong answers. I mean, there's wrong answers between the couple, but it's not wrong answers to the audience. And whether you're on stage or whether you're laughing at the people on stage, you're sure to have a great time.
Yeah, you took part in that one time, right?
Oh yeah. For the other games, I'm preparing the questions and answers and things, but not for Scott's game. The Scott's game is he just asks any questions he likes and. It's just when you think he's probably asked everything, be surprised. Be prepared to be surprised because my husband and I went and did. We got a chance and got a chance to get up there, and lo and behold, we were called up. And remembering that my whole staff is there, my family's there, and our community's there, and Scott, he brought out the best in us. I'll say that. best or the worst, I don't know. But this is definitely an adult event, 21 and over, and everybody has a chance to play their favorite game shows. And the couples game gets a little bit wild because you don't know what's going to be said. And the couples are always surprised with what their partner says. And that just amazes me. And it's a blast. It's a blast.
They'll probably be prepared for Scott because they're going to be surprised what you say, right?
Well, in my defense, Kathy, you put a cash bar that close to me. By 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, those questions are going to get a little obscure.
Yeah, I have to say, Scott, Bob, Scott does start out pretty, kind of mellow in the first game.
Yeah.
Gets people, he reels them in that way. They feel comfortable with him. So they're going to play again. And then all of a sudden they're like, why did they say I wanted to play again? You get these quiet people up there, and all of a sudden, they're the ones that you're enjoying the most because all of a sudden, they're coming out of their shell, and they're telling stuff that Scott didn't even ask.
He's shaking his head right now at that one.
Yeah. Oh, many memories. I could write a book just on, I should write a book, and we'd sell it at the Wild Game Shows night some year.
That would be a fundraiser in itself just for that one game, even, but... We just want to thank you guys for letting Scott come down and do this every year. And Scott, thank you because you are a veteran now with us. You've been with us.
I have done every single one. And Bob, I don't know if you know about this, but this event started out small the very first year in kind of a small room. And as it keeps growing, we've had to move. This is the third place we've had to move this to accommodate everybody, right?
That's exactly right. You bet.
How is the money raised? When people go down there, is it by ticket? Do you pay to get up on stage? How are they going to raise money?
Yeah. The first thing is that the ticket to come to the event is $25, and that gets you in the door. It gets you registered right away for cash drawings. $300 first place, second $200 second place, third place is a really, really good zoo basket. But also, and then there's lots more. We draw for a lot more other things. But also get you your food, which is really, really nice. We have such a buffet. We're already starting cooking. We're cooking it right now because it takes a long time. So we got some really good food on there. And then at 9:30, that food serves 6 to 8 or even longer. Then at 9:30, we bring out the dessert bar, and that is to die for, and some really upscale chocolates and a whole bunch of things there. So you have a nice variety on that. And so that money goes directly into the zoo operations, and you know, our expenses come out of there. But then they buy chances to get up on stage and play these games. And the chances run anywhere from like $2 to $5, depending on which game it is. And then we have some final rounds, which cost a little bit more, like $10 only, for some bigger prizes, like the final round of the couples game tomorrow. We're giving away a really, really nice deep freeze from Hinsberg's Appliances. We've got ProBuild's got a really secret treasure chest that we have to buy chances to get a key to get into that one. So there's side games as well. So not everything is up on stage, so feel free to, you know, everybody can participate in the side games. We have a snow blower from Farm City Supply, and it's really a dandy. So there's other chances. There's Joker's Wild. There's a whole bunch of things to do. And then we mentioned the Bid is Right, which is our silent auction. And people have, you know, this time of year, again, 11 years running on this date, are starting to do their Christmas shopping here because we have such unique things. We've got autographed cookbooks. We've got things from Disney. We've got things from many, many, many businesses throughout the valley. And we're just really happy and proud of our sponsors who have come forth every year for this.
Well, Scott is well known up here now doing this the nighttime show with me. Maybe you can sell photographs of him with people, you know, have their picture taken.
You'd have to give those away.
I don't know about that.
I'm thinking autographs might be in order. I wouldn't give him, after that game that he hosts, I don't think Scott should be giving out his address.
No.
I was going to say, after that game is done, thank goodness he has relatives to stay with in Wahpeton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Yep.
You know, people do know Scott down here very, very well. The guests that come, people are starting to travel for this. You know, friends and relatives will travel a distance to come to game show night. And the people who don't know Scott and they're not in the listening area, after he's done, every year I get people coming up to me going, "Where did you find him?
Oh.
Where did you get him?" And they're thinking, "My gosh, you must have like gone out and special ordered this guy to come in and do this." But
I'm applauding for him right now.
You both have got to stop. Just stop.
It is so much fun, and he's just a natural at it. But I can't imagine somebody else doing the couples game.
Wait, now you mentioned it's the third different venue now. Where's it going to be at?
This is at the Wahpeton Community Center, and it has, you know, the action can be off in one of the nice side rooms they have there. But then the other thing is, when we had them at smaller venues, we had to have the games in different rooms so you couldn't see everybody, but everybody wanted to see everybody play in these different games. So everybody who was, you know, watching the couples game wanted to also see the family, the Friendly Feud and the Jeopardy and things like that. So we had to move it to an area that had a bigger arena, if you will, so we had more seating at the tables, and we want to have the nice round tables because of the food, and that's such a big part of it as well. So this is a big open area that people can see every single game being played, plus go off into those other areas to do the side games, and that's why this center works out so well for us.
And bring your camera, have your picture taken with Scott. That's
right. You can
sure
do
thing.
That. He'll probably autograph it for you.
What will you be wearing, by the way, there?
I will be wearing shirt and tie. Okay. Shirt and tie, maybe a suit coat over the top.
Okay. Look for the red hair. Look for the red hair.
Yeah, you can't miss me.
And once again, with the time, it starts again for, tomorrow night?
5:30, doors open. The first game is at 6 o'clock.
Okay, we've got about 60 seconds, Kathy. Anything you want to plug about what's upcoming here at the zoo?
Well, you know, I just want to thank everybody who participates in this. We will have some winter hours. Our memberships for 2014 have stayed at $55, and they are ready for Christmas gifts. So don't forget us during the Christmas time. And just come on out to the Chinkapa Zoo with our winter hours. So check our website because they will be coming up right after Christmas.
Okay, very good. And by the way, had a discussion before we went on the air. Is Tal still around on the back of that truck that travels around town?
The Coca-Cola trucks.
Yeah.
I'm not sure they're still running him. I've heard people say that he's still on there. I haven't seen him on there recently, so we'll just have to get Coca-Cola and see what's going on.
I was just curious. It came up in the conversation. Kathy Dickman from the Chinkapa Zoo, thank you so much, and best of luck tomorrow. I know they're going to raise another bundle of money for you because, you know, Scott Sorum, he said we're going to raise a lot of money, so I trust him on that.
We will.
And I thank you. Thank you, Bob, for always thinking of us for your show. And Scott, I thank you, and I'll see you tomorrow.
I'm so glad Bob asked you what time you started so I didn't have to ask. What time do you need me down there, Kathy? What time? 5:30 or so?
I would like to have you down here by 5 if we could.
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock. dressed, get ready. Okay. Yeah. It's very good, Kathy. Have a great night.
Thank you so much, guys.
And one final note, I have been told, and I've learned this throughout the years, if Kathy tells you to be there at 5, you should probably be there at 5.
Be there at 5, yes, yeah. Very much. Or she'll sick the tigers on you.